Chapter 2. Open Ye Gates of Dawn. Open. The glorious resonance of the voice reverberates to the uttermost part of the golden city and awakens the keeper of the gates. Open. The echo of the word sends it again forth on its mission of awakening. Open, ye gates of dawn. The glorious gates of the new day into which you are about to enter are swinging open to you. The flooding light of revelation, of joy, is coming out to you and bearing you up into a place of understanding. Son of man, pass through. At last, your password has been heard and you are allowed to enter the place of attainment. You have arrived at the point of manifestation. The word shall become flesh, the spiritualization of matter and the materialization of spirit. You have at last awakened from the long night of dreaming about an imaginary heaven to which you were going or which you were going to demonstrate. You have awakened to find yourself already entering the gates of this state of consciousness. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God. Even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. The time comes when the end of the human believing that the kingdom is going to be made manifest in some future day has come, and the kingdom stands revealed, and all rule, power, and authority, other than God power, is put down. As we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Do you note there is no speculation about this statement? It does not say maybe, perhaps, or perchance. It says, as surely as you have borne the image of the earthly, just so surely you shall bear the image of the heavenly. Do you begin to see why Jesus admired the centurion? There was fearless authority about him. He knew that he had authority in material things, and he recognized that Jesus had authority in spiritual. Do you begin to understand how the weak knees must be strengthened? You must learn to assert your God-given heritage and accept that which belongs to you. Arise and shine. You have to do it for yourself. Nobody else, however strong, is going to rise for you. Do you begin to see the finality of the statements of this power? Rise. Gird on your armor. Does not mean you are going to fight, but that you are going to speak with authority. That you have come to the place where all the power of supposed spirituality is done away with in favor of the meekness of recognition which Jesus used. The meekness of might. Might that knows itself need not parade in the streets of the world to curry favors. Ye shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. There it stands firmer than the rock of Gibraltar. Not one jot or tittle shall be given up until it is all fulfilled. Do you see the power of recognition? Do you see that this true self is just the opposite of this false personality that has been spreading itself and its pygmy accomplishments like a peacock? Authority is shown only because it is necessary to dissolve human belief. Can you see what the Spirit is saying to us? Yes, to you as you read, and to me as I write. It is actually urging us to accept the glorious power of the sons of the living God. No matter what the seeming belief is at the moment, its day is done, because the light that is flooding in on us will make its nothingness apparent. Behold, I show you the mysteries. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Do you hear the finality of that statement? It says that we shall not all sleep. Think it over. Aren't you glad for the deep hidden things of spirit that are being revealed to us? We will make agreement on many of them, you as you read, and I as I write. We shall tell each other of it when we come along the highway of wholeness. The suddenness of this revelation or manifestation is made apparent in a moment, maybe while you are reading, in the twinkling of an eye, all shall be changed. No wonder we are glad, and no wonder we have stopped trying to tell the other man what to do and what not to do, and have gone in for the deep underlying truth, which will reveal itself to us in concrete manifestation. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Do not be afraid any more. If ye be in the Spirit, ye are no more under the curse of the law of human belief. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, so that he may in turn have the substance of life. The belief in sickness, no matter what its duration, is wiped out when you contemplate this wonderful fact. God has set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. Do you suppose it pleased God to set a member of the body in perfection and have it eaten away with disease? Do you suppose you would deliberately let your child be destroyed inch by inch before your eyes? Well, think it over. If God has set the members of our bodies, they must be, and are, set in perfection. And this undeniable truth is so everlastingly right that not 10,000 years of human belief can offset it, and not 10,000 years of human learning can move it. And not 10,000 years of human power can go against this glorious established fact. God hath set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. Nothing is going to change that fact, no matter what you have seen or accepted about the body. And just as soon as you see this incontrovertible fact, you will suddenly loose the mystification of human belief that is picturing inharmony or dislocation of any member of your body. Isn't it wonderful? Aren't you glad we are having this wonderful revelation? Having done all, we will stand and see. I thank my God, the God within my consciousness, always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Recognizing and thanking God in the midst of our consciousness and recognizing the God in another, operating the glorious power of grace, which neutralizes all the human beliefs, is the natural expression of the Son of the living God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, because this God power is above any man-made doctrine or creed, because the power of God makes all human power appear as weakness, because of all this, do you rejoice in your God-given heritage? The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, that same is now being revealed to us. It is something that has not been written or spoken by man. It is that which is revealed to you, O singing heart. It is being revealed to you in the secret place of the Most High, right now. This glorious wisdom is being revealed by the Spirit. The hidden things are being given to you by the sense that is not listed among the five warring human senses. God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep hidden things of God. It is wonderful. For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. The avalanche of words has passed away, and the revelation of the kingdom that is power is made manifest. The kingdom that is more than imagination, the kingdom that is power and full of glorious manifestation, is here and now. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall speak no more. Speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. It is so written. And so I stand on the terrace of the castle, Shining Lakes, which Spirit has provided as a place where this message should be given and written to you, and look out across the glorious park in the valley. It is like a great pit of flames, so gorgeous are the autumn colorings, and beyond lie the shining lakes, like great, great burnished mirrors in the evening sun. the heavens declare the glory of Him who made all things. Each day repeats the story, each night some tribute brings. Night closes in as silently as light comes and goes. The starry space about me enfolds me. Out of the lake comes the red-gold moon, suddenly lighting the surface until it appears to be on fire. In the distance comes a rumbling. It sounds like the noise of something running down. It is the old wheel of time beginning to use up what little energy it has left. Materialism is running down. It is worn out. It has used up its inheritance. The monotonous old pattern repeated over and over is worn out. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing very alarming or disheartening about that, although it does show up the futility of the human regime. But when you think that the sun only shines on a very little spot in the great universe, hope rises high to know that which, figuratively speaking, is on the other side of the little sun. It is this sudden realization that God is beyond all the little symbols of this earth that causes us to pause for a moment and contemplate something that can and will break the stupid treadmill of existence. It is wonderful. From the soul of me comes the song, "Open, open, open ye gates of dawn, the Son of Man pass through." I am singing it to you and to myself and to the whole universe, and yet I seem to be silent. I am singing it in the way you can best hear, and you will join in with me in the silent, singing, joyous command, "Open, open, open ye gates of dawn." This will open up a new field of illumination to you, the gates of your dawn, of the new day of which we have been talking. Presently, the earth manifestation, which seems to be silent, will be quickened to the tempo of the new dimension and will sing in perfect unison with its soul. Open, 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 ye gates of dawn. The glorious flooding light is even now breaking on the horizon. It is your new day, with new and glorious expressions awaiting you. You have at last released yourself from the old wheel of fate and are thrown off into the glorious reality of life that is not cast in a hard, fast mold, but which is caught and held in the chalice of inspiration, in the holy grail of your soul. There shall be no night there. The old idea of problems being necessary to the unfoldment of man shall have been defeated finally, and man shall walk untrammeled and free. For I am a manifestation in authority, and I say to the servant, idea, go into fulfillment, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. The I am in you that is rising into its place of power by reason of this glorious process of recognition has healing in his wings for all your misunderstanding of life. The little pygmy personality that tried so hard to do things and make things happen has given place to the glorious being of light that is ever at the point of attainment. Let not the right hand know what the left hand doeth pertains to your spiritual work. You cannot have the blessing as long as you are standing before the world and listing the marvelous things you have done for God. Without you, God would manage to get along somehow. A little dog running down the street with a tin can attached to his tail is in reality creating everything from which he is running. So is it with man, the wicked, and we are all wicked as long as we believe in two powers, fleeth when no man pursueth. Do you see why all the flurrying around on the outside is not going to enable you to set aside the condition? You are, however bitter this may seem, creating the condition from which you are suffering. Isn't it wonderful? And do you see why we are told to be still? The moment the dog that is so terrified at the noise is still, the noise is also still. The moment you are still, the glorious soul of you will silence all the human clamoring and fear. It is your Father's good pleasure. Do you hear? It says, It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Who is your Father? Is he a somewhat glorified prototype of your human father? Then if so, he takes on the limitations of your human father. But when you learn to call no man, not any human man, your father, but one which is in heaven, then do you see that it is possible for your father to give you the kingdom of heaven? It is wonderful. Are you afraid to take it? What's the matter? Have you stumbled and fallen down? Are you too deep in the mire of human thought? Does someone else who is a spiritual authority say you cannot speak the word of Christ? Beloved, you are greater than all of these, no matter what their names may be. The moment you recognize the presence, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Do you hear? The moment you rise to this recognition, the evaporation of these beliefs takes place, and in the place of cursing comes blessing. Every tongue that is incensed against thee shall be put to shame. Every human belief shall be destroyed, and the former things shall pass away. Open, 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 ye gates of dawn. Call upon me, and I will answer. And so the keeper of the gates of dawn, of illumination and wisdom, will hear and answer you. You stand alone at the dawn of your new day. It is glorious. It is illumination of which we are speaking, not something in books or people, but something in you, free gift of spirit. The time has come for you to stand up in all your glorious newness and claim your right and press your claim. Your right to the tree of life, this glorious source of the all. Open, 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 ye gates of dawn. Now then, Son of Man, pass through.